Sleep. A chance to dream.
You know the speech, but what about the actor?
There's the rub.
Leslie Howard as Hamlet in 1938.
What dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil.
And this is John Gielgud playing the role 10 years later.
He should those bearers put to sudden death.
Sending his friends to their death.
So Guildenstern and Rosencrantz go to it.
Tom Stoppard then took the two hapless characters and put them centre stage. And now, 50 years after Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead was first put on at the Old Vic, rehearsals have just started there for an anniversary production.
Who was that?
Didn't you know him?
He didn't know me.
Well, he didn't see you.
I didn't see him.
Oh, we shall see.
Daniel Radcliffe said he first came across the play during filming for Harry Potter.
I stopped formal schooling when I was 17, but at the end of Potter, because there was a lot of time waiting around on set, they still let me have an English tutor for 3 hours a week. And it was one of the plays we read together. So I remember reading it then and being baffled and absolutely not understanding it. And now having rehearsed for a week and a half, yeah, realising quite how much I didn't understand it, but still really, really enjoying it.
Me?
Him? How? Question and answer. Old ways are the best ways.
Joshua Maguire is playing Guildenstern.
What's amazing is that Daniel is going to get an audience of people that will never have potentially heard of and not seen a Tom Stoppard play. The legions of Potter fans, which, you know, will be a part of Dan's life forever. I've got the easier job here.
So you've got the harder job. How do you deal with, I suppose, the weight of expectation that comes with you being on stage?
Yeah, I suppose I deal with it by not really dealing with it or just not thinking about it. Yeah. I mean, I've had people talk to me on stage, like fully go like, hey, Dan, look over here. Where I was, because there was on stage seating on Equus and there were three girls who were just like talking to me throughout the first act. So like I tend to just ignore it.
You see, that's
it.
A problem I don't have, you see. So if you want to be super rude to people, you probably get away with it. I can't.
Yeah, exactly. Are you ready? Let's go back a bit.
I'm afflicted.
I see.
Glee, what afflicts me?
Right.
Question and answer.
How should I begin?
Address me.
My dear Guildenstern.
And there are other pressures too. Not least the fact that Tom Stoppard himself is sitting in on rehearsals.
Every time I have an opportunity to come back to a play with a cast of actors and a director, I seize the chance to knock corners off it or add a few words, a phrase.
You're coming back to the play now after half a century. Be honest, what do you think of it?
Well, it's a young man's play. Some of it isn't the way I'd write it now. I probably had the idea that the pleasure of language itself justified going to the theatre. I'd no longer think that at all. In my mind, narrative is bedrock.
Your last play, The Hard Problem, was in 2015. Are you still writing?
I'm still writing in the sense that I still consider myself as somebody whose writing is being interrupted rather than just simply something which has ceased.
Is anything that's happening in the world now of interest to you to write about?
When so much is going on and all of it is worrying, if not horrifying and so forth, the range of issues which confront one now are so enormous that I personally hesitate about trying to somehow cram them into 2 hours traffic on the stage. That seems impossible, actually. On the other hand, it's also possible to write it in an oblique angle to such events, and you might have a small domestic drama, or indeed a farce for that matter, which says something about larger issues. I would just seize gratefully any thought I had about anything which made me say to myself, oh, thank goodness, I've got one more play in me.
Does it frighten you that you might not?
It's not frightening, but what is this? A form of vanity, maybe. I still would like to matter as a writer for the theatre.